Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 19th of March, starting off with Ferro Alloy Resources. And looks as though we've got a mid-move. Unbelievable, they've got a mid-move breakout. So that does imply there's a lot more to come. Here we need an end-of-day close above the initial high this week at 31 pence. If we get an end-of-day close above that level, then we could see a new leg to the upside, up towards that late September resistance line projection. Currently pointing at 48 pence, and that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. Otherwise, if we don't get through 31 pence, then probably more churn between 20 and 32, or where we are at the moment. Moving along to a stock which was highlighted here on the 4th of March, unbelievably. Largely on the basis of the gap to the upside. And as we have a rule here that gaps remain unfilled, that tends to be the sign of a multi-bagger situation. That turned out to be the case at Futura Medical. And the view now is that at least while we're above the initial target that we had at the beginning of the month, near 32 pence, above that we could see a new leg to the upside, as high as 60 pence by the end of next month. So above 32 pence, possibly as high as 60 pence for Futura Medical. Stock which has been requested and is looking interesting on not only on that basis is iNexus Global. Here it looks as though the shares are bouncing off the 200-day moving average at 4.97 pence. We've had a two-day bounce off that. That was also the support area at the end of January. And we sort of bear trap below the initial March floor at 5.2 pence. So end of day close above 5.2 pence, and the shares could at least be retesting the February peak at around 8.5. If you're an optimist and you want to see a bigger target there, the top of the wider channel there from May last year is currently promising us a target as high as 13 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. But we need to get that weekly close above 5.2 pence to get the show on the road on a technical basis. On to mobile streams, which I think I covered yesterday. Can't quite remember that far back, but this does show the rule of that gap, the unfilled gap to the upside. We had the gap yesterday. That's been held, and in fact, we've broken yesterday's peak. That was around the 0.33 level, so anything above 0.3 really, and anything above the top of the gap there, the top of the gap at 0.26, now suggesting that we're going to make some decent progress. And the target here is high as 0.6 pence, which is the top of an April trend channel from last year. Let's see if we can do something like we've seen at Futura Medical with mobile streams. Onto a stock which I do think I covered just a few days ago, Nuformix, seems to be progressing well. The idea here is that we've got a bear trap gap reversal, so we gapped down and then we closed above that gap. I think we did that on the 12th of March, and we've held largely above that level. The top of the gap there was at 2.3 pence, so above 2.3, looking and feeling bullish and looking towards a top of November triangle target as high as 4.5 pence as soon as the end of next month. So end of day close and then a weekly close today above the 50-day line and 2.6 pence, just to confirming the bullish situation there, but basically above 2.3 in that gap top, then we should be heading higher for Nuformix. Stock which hasn't been covered here for quite a while, but back today with a bang. We've got Ovica Bio, and here it looks as though we've, after the sort of sideways churn that we had since the beginning of January, we're likely to close above the January peak at 11.5 pence, and also the 200-day moving average around the same level, above 11.5, looking for a decent move to the upside, possibly as high as 22 pence. There is the issue of that gap there, the top of the gap there at 13.2 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you want to see that close and an end-of-day close above that before targeting 22 pence. But today's spike looks pretty strong, and as I said, as long as we hold above 11.5, we should be on our way with Ovica. On to another a stock which is probably about as obscure as you can get. I don't think even I've heard of it before, and it is called OTAC. Here we've got It looks like the break of a falling wedge, which is actually the break happened at the beginning of February. We've been sideways since, which is decent, is a good thing to do. And all we're looking for now really is a decent weekly close above, let's say, the initial March peak at 31 pence. So we get to end of day closes above 31 pence. We should be on our way. The target here, which sounds rather optimistic, but the target here could be the top of a broadening triangle from the, well, I suppose this time last year, over the next 2 to 3 months. So let's see if that left field type of stock choice actually delivers the goods. Stock which is also pretty left field at the moment is Path. Here we've got a situation where the shares look as though they're basically about as low as they can go, Path Investments at the moment. The glimmer of hope for the bulls is that we appear to have broken that line of resistance from earlier this month. We may have done that today, and an end of day close above 0.3 pence could be the sign that the shares are finally bottoming out. Otherwise, if you're not quite so ambitious or into sort of high octane situations, wait for an end of day close back above that late February low at 0.35. That would then hopefully then flip the shares back up towards the 0.6 area again. So got a choice there, either catch the falling knife around current levels or wait for an end of day close above 0.35 on Path Investments. Stock where it looks as though from the latest RNS that the overhang has been cleared, and that's highlighted by the way they've got a key reversal to the upside, i.e. we broke yesterday's low and are now well above it, above the high rather. The high yesterday was at 6.5 pence, an end of day close above that. We should be on our way higher for Powerhouse Energy. Initial target there back towards the 9 pence peak of February. And then after that, the top of a rising trend channel from way back in, the summer of last year, up to 14 pence on a 2 to 3 month view. But initial target there, 9 pence, and that's valid at least while we hold above the 6.5 pence level, yesterday's high. Another out there choice today, we seem to have quite a lot of them, is Petra Diamonds. Here the technical of note is the way that we had a gap down earlier in the month. The top of that gap is at 1.54 pence, and an end of day close, a weekly close today above that, and we could be on our way to go back towards the top of the range from the end of December around the 2.2, 2.3 pence level. The other highlight in terms of the price action this month is that it's been a bear trap from below the old low seen in October. That was around 1.25. Today we've actually gone down to, or this month we went down to 1.2 pence. So that is looking like a decent reversal situation if you're into the Petra Diamonds type experience. Stock which has been requested, here it is now, is Ross Group. Some questions regarding the fundamentals of the company, but at least on a technical basis, we've held that gap there, the one from last month, the top of that gap there at 2 pence. And while we're above that, we're looking for higher prices in terms of what they may be. I think the current trajectory of the shares is that they appear to be in a rising trend channel, which is heading towards the 6 pence level. And certainly while we're above the late February peak there and today's low at 3.2 pence on an end of day close basis, there is a decent possibility of heading up towards 6 pence as soon as the end of next month. Chart of the day, which is perhaps also rather surprising, is Rehobold Resources. I think we've had some news from the company. We've got a trend line break there from August. That was at 0.65. So would like to see an end of day close and a weekly close today above that. But the overall structure here looks absolutely incredible in the sense that we've got an inverted head and shoulders, possibly, if we close through 0.7 pence. We had an island gap, a bear trap island gap reversal, which is about as bullish as you can get in terms of the charting configuration. But even if you don't believe in all that, at least while we're above the 50-day moving average at 0.59, the target here could be up towards that resistance line projection from February last year at 0.95 as soon as the end of next month. Cautious traders obviously might want to wait for 0.7 to break, but the trend line there has already been broken from August, so that should be enough, that break at 0.65. finishing off with a stock which is going from strength to strength, apparently. We've seen a decent push to the upside today, Skin Biotherapeutics. Nice tester here of old resistance, the old resistance from back in January, the initial at 44 pence. That was the low yesterday and pushed higher, much higher today. Top of the channel from September is heading up towards 80 pence, and that could be seen as soon as the end of May, given the current rate of progress for the shares. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow. Well, in fact, over the weekend.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.